This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
When Joe and Peter Dolo came home from World War II, the brothers decided to go into business. Together, with the support of their wives Florence and Christina, the Dolos opened a small grocery store on Minden's Main Street. It was 1946, and the small store became the family business, and everyone pitched in to make it a success. That's the origin story of Minden's Foodland, now celebrating 70 years in business and the four generations who made it a valued part of the community. Through all the years, the store and the family behind it are now looking back with pride and looking forward to a special reunion event that takes place Saturday, June 13th at the Minden Hills Community Center. John Davis was 14 when he started working at the Dolos Family Grocery Store in 1966. He bagged groceries and then carried them out to customers' cars, or even their boats. He moved into the produce section, then the meat department, and eventually became the meat manager. Little did he know at the time that the experience would lead to his own career in the grocery industry. And all these years later, Davis is excited to join family, friends, and Foodland co-workers together to celebrate how a dream of two brothers has grown into a Minden staple.
It means enough to me that I've spent the last 2 years, and with help from David and his family, and from Joe's family, trying to put on this reunion. I want to give something back. We spend a lot of time doing stuff for people that play hockey or baseball or whatever, right? We have, and I was involved with that, actually, at Nick Gitko and his whole Sports Hall of Fame and sort of, you know, those types of things. But we never do anything for the business guys. Like, we never recognize. We almost need a business hall of fame, because if it wasn't for the businesses, there wouldn't be hockey. There wouldn't be anything sports-wise, right? So that's from that standpoint. So I saw it as an opportunity to sort of say thanks to David and his family. Hopefully people will come, and I know there's people coming. I know there's people coming from the Maritimes. There's people coming from the West Coast. My sister-in-law's coming from California. We've got people coming from sort of all over the place that haven't seen each other in many, many years. So it'll be sort of a fun time.
In its early days, Dolo's Grocery Store was a small place where they sold canned goods and produce. With a wood-paneled 6-ton truck the brothers scraped enough money to buy, one would go to Toronto and stay overnight in order to be at the food terminal bright and early. The hard work paid off, as the Dolos became regular suppliers to a number of lodges in the vicinity for many years. From becoming an IGA, to pouring a concrete floor that had to be redone, to a fire that caused extensive water damage, moving across the street, then in 1986 moving to their current location on Highway 35, the Dolos family has supported and been supported by the community they love. David Dolo is the second generation owner of the 9,000 square foot Minden Foodland, and his son, Jamie, now is the store's general manager, assisted by his sister, Kelly. His grandchildren work there, too. Dolo is proud of what his family has achieved thanks to the help of the staff, who are dedicated to that store.
That's true. We certainly have a large or big family history. I mean, it's been our life. Well, we couldn't afford employees back in those in the 56, 57, so we went to work on Sunday to do what we needed to do. I didn't know any different. I'm not even 10 years old, right? So it's kind of deep-rooted and ingrained. When I went to school in Toronto for 2 years, and I don't think I missed a weekend. I come back, I drove home on Friday, and I worked Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday I drove back and went to school, and next week was the same. So, like, just never done anything else, right? Once you get into the ownership, then you really get into the nuts and bolts of it and paying the bills. And you're the human resources manager then, right? You don't hire somebody from outside. Trying to manage all the finances, and you learned right at ground level. And if you didn't, but you made a mistake, you better learn from it, because it just cost you, right? So the big part of it is our human resources. The people that we hired, like John, and like Sandy, and like Wendy, and Debbie, his wife, and I could just go on and on and on over the years. Gladys Ruth, and who was my best friend's aunt from the community, you know, and suppose it just revolves around the community. So it was lucky to be here and receive the support and give the support back.
70 years in business is certainly no small feat. Few other companies can boast that kind of legacy. And Dolo is honored by what four generations of his family, along with the community, have created.
It is very special and unique. Here we were. I've been married for 55 years, right? Had children, three children. And now we have grandchildren, and you go, 55 years ago, who knew this was going to happen? You don't know. It's quite a trip, so to speak, right?
A Facebook page entitled Dollo's IGA Foodland 70th Reunion has been set up to spread the word about the event that takes place Saturday, June 13th from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Minden Hills Community Center. For more information, email Davis at dolloreunion70@gmail.com.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.